very much alive to our responsibilities and obligations that follow in the wake of our ratification of the Convention on the Rights of the Child. We have already fulfilled in our commitment to account before this committee on the measures that we have enacted to guarantee the full exercise and enjoyment of the rights of all children and all adolescents in our country. Also to share with you that we are fully aware of the challenges that lie ahead of us, particularly to address the structural discrimination from which our children and adolescents suffer in our country and the way that needs to be dismantled. This structural discrimination that weighs so heavily on children and adolescents is based on the belief that children, boys and girls alike, have less value than adults. But this mindset is shifting in our country. It's a gradual process, but it has been ongoing for several years now. We will continue along that path. We will continue as a government our efforts to ensure that those beliefs, that mindset, that philosophy that underpins and upholds discrimination and violence against children and adolescents is eradicated from our country and no longer casts such a shadow on the lives of our children and adolescents. And it's in that understanding that we drew up and presented our sixth and seventh combined periodic reports for the consideration of the committee covering the period January 2013 to January 2024. We have sought then in this interactive oral dialogue to engage with you, but also as part of our report, and that indeed is the very meat and bones of our report, to respond to the list of issues that you raised prior to this interactive dialogue. We have sought to respond to questions asked about specific cases, even when they didn't fall initially under the scope of this dialogue and interaction. We would like to reiterate our commitment held at the highest levels of government to fulfil our obligations stemming from the Conventions of the Rights of the Child, its provisions and its optional protocols. The Constitutional President, President Boluarte, has given the highest priority to the comprehensive and holistic care of our children, guaranteeing not just the access by children and adolescents to essential and key services, but also enacting key preventive measures for their well-being. Under her leadership, the government has spearheaded policies, programs, and strategies such as the Prevent to Protect strategy, which are unprecedented in our country. Such actions are intended not only to respond effectively and efficiently to risks and hazards, but their purpose is also to forge a national culture of protection and respect for the fundamental rights of children and adolescents, reducing levels of tolerance for violations of those rights and freedoms. Prevention is understood as the most effective tool for protecting our children and adolescents, and it's therefore a strategic priority for the current government, which works tirelessly day in and day out to eradicate violence at the very roots, and thus guaranteeing a fairer and more secure and more equitable future for all the children and adolescents in our country. We wish to take this opportunity to thank the committee for giving us this opportunity to engage with you, to hear your questions, your suggestions, your recommendations, which will go a long way to improving our policy actions and our activities based on the unwavering conviction that children and adolescents are a national priority. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you very much for all of the work that we know you put into the report and into the reply to the list of issues and in preparation for being here. So we do recognize